You'll hear part of a podcast by a biologist called Dr. Larry Clark on the subject of butterflies. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
In this talk, I'll be giving some key information about butterflies. I can only give you a brief overview here because there are known to be more than 20,000 different species. And here in North America, we're lucky to have around 700 of them. First, I'd like to draw your attention to butterflies as pollinators. They're responsible for pollinating many flowers, and even though they may not be as efficient as bees, they're better pollinators than beetles, for example. As butterflies are feeding on the nectar in a flower, the pollen sticks to their bodies, and it's then transferred to other flowers. Butterflies are attracted to plants for several reasons. As I mentioned, they're after the sweet nectar. But I've studied the effect of a plant's powerful perfume in attracting them, rather than a plant's color or nectar content. Red and yellow flowers are known to attract butterflies. In areas where butterflies are plentiful, it's a sign that nature is in balance, because butterflies are an essential component of the food chain. They are eaten by some animals, such as bats and birds, and butterflies in turn eat other insects. Farmers, too, can gain from some species of butterfly, such as the harvester butterfly, which acts as a kind of pest control by eating caterpillars, which damage the farmer's harvest. The detection of these caterpillars takes only seconds for these clever butterflies. Another very important point is that scientists are aware that they can learn a lot from the movements of butterflies, in particular about climate change. Butterflies are more sensitive than many other animals, so act as a good early warning system. In North America, we've been keeping a careful watch on the checker spot butterfly. It's very noticeable that it's now living at higher altitudes than a couple of decades ago because of global warming. Other species, too, show signs of migrating away from areas at lower levels. Moving on to a different aspect, butterflies can also give an economic boost to an area. For example, in Mexico, which is home to the monarch butterfly, tourists come from around the world in the hope of catching a glimpse of it and, of course, getting the perfect photo. Hotel owners and restaurateurs do a roaring trade at certain times of the year because of them. And my final point in this podcast is about how important butterflies can be to human health. Let me give you an example. The European meadow brown butterfly produces an antibiotic, which scientists have been able to extract. It could mean a decrease in the need for artificial forms of treatment against bacteria if a natural treatment were available. I think you'll agree that these small creatures are truly remarkable.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
In this talk, I'll be giving some key information about butterflies. I can only give you a brief overview here because there are known to be more than 20,000 different species. And here in North America, we're lucky to have around 700 of them. First, I'd like to draw your attention to butterflies as pollinators. They're responsible for pollinating many flowers, and even though they may not be as efficient as bees, they're better pollinators than beetles, for example. As butterflies are feeding on the nectar in a flower, the pollen sticks to their bodies, and it's then transferred to other flowers. Butterflies are attracted to plants for several reasons. As I mentioned, they're after the sweet nectar. But I've studied the effect of a plant's powerful perfume in attracting them, rather than a plant's color or nectar content. Red and yellow flowers are known to attract butterflies. In areas where butterflies are plentiful, it's a sign that nature is in balance, because butterflies are an essential component of the food chain. They are eaten by some animals, such as bats and birds, and butterflies in turn eat other insects. Farmers, too, can gain from some species of butterfly, such as the harvester butterfly, which acts as a kind of pest control by eating caterpillars, which damage the farmer's harvest. The detection of these caterpillars takes only seconds for these clever butterflies. Another very important point is that scientists are aware that they can learn a lot from the movements of butterflies, in particular about climate change. Butterflies are more sensitive than many other animals, so act as a good early warning system. In North America, we've been keeping a careful watch on the checker spot butterfly. It's very noticeable that it's now living at higher altitudes than a couple of decades ago because of global warming. Other species, too, show signs of migrating away from areas at lower levels. Moving on to a different aspect, butterflies can also give an economic boost to an area. For example, in Mexico, which is home to the monarch butterfly, tourists come from around the world in the hope of catching a glimpse of it and, of course, getting the perfect photo. Hotel owners and restaurateurs do a roaring trade at certain times of the year because of them. And my final point in this podcast is about how important butterflies can be to human health. Let me give you an example. The European meadow brown butterfly produces an antibiotic, which scientists have been able to extract. It could mean a decrease in the need for artificial forms of treatment against bacteria if a natural treatment were available. I think you'll agree that these small creatures are truly remarkable.
That's the end of part 2.